Hello everyone, my name's Ryan and you're listening to This Better Not Suck. Today I'd like to talk about Apple's sorrow in how few iPhone 10s they sold compared to what they wanted to, and speculations about what the next iPhone might look like. So, iPhone 10, while it sold quite well, it was far from hitting Apple's expectations. So much, in fact, that they cut future productions of the iPhone 10 in half. So now, instead of 16 million, they'll only be making 8 million more iPhone 10s. And I think it didn't sell quite as well as Apple hoped because of the price. The price was nearly a grand, $999 to be exact. And that's very pricey for a phone. I mean, $1,000 on your phone. I mean, I love technology, but I don't even think I would go that far. And then I want to talk about what Apple may be doing to fix their money issues, since they have lost quite a bit of money recently. Speculations report about a new iPhone 10, but made out of a different type of screen, such as an LED instead of OLED, and instead of stainless steel for the sides of the phone, going with just aluminum. By using a cheaper screen and aluminum, they can cut prices quite a bit. Another thing they'll be cutting, though, is 3D touch, probably facial recognition, and something that's going to be making a lot of people upset is in all new iPhones, Apple is planning to remove the dongle that converts USB to headphone for newer iPhones that don't have a headphone jack. Their plans are to stop including a connector that converts, that you plug into your USB port to use regular headphones. They're going to remove that, so you have to buy that separately to use wired headphones. So that's just speculation, but if true, it's going to upset a lot of people. Also, in the works is a 6.1-inch edition iPhone 10 and a 6.5-inch. Right now, the iPhone 10 is 5.8 inches, so adding another 0.7 of an inch in display size will be quite a big jump. Anyway, this is Ryan, and you were listening to This Better Not Suck.